AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Miami Marlins rising star Jose Fernandez is one of three men killed in a boating accident this morning off Miami Beach. Florida Fish and Wildlife Public Information Officer Lorenzo Velo says the boat they were in slammed into a jetty.
It does appear that speed was involved due to the impact and the severity of it. It does appear to be that they were coming at full speed when they encountered the jetty and the accident happened.
Fernandez, who tried a number of times to escape from Cuba as a teenager, was Rookie of the Year in 2013 and considered one of the top pitchers in the National League. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred calls him one of baseball's great young stars who made dramatic impact on and off the field. Protesters were out in force again last night, Charlotte, North Carolina, some talking about boycotting businesses.
Yes. They are killing us. We're going to have to start boycotting their businesses. Yes. Black people spend $1.2 trillion annually. I'm going to say it again.
The Charlotte police have released some dash cam video and body cam video of the shooting, but it's not clear if a gun can be seen in the man's hand. Police are taking special security precautions in anticipation of protests around today's NFL game in Charlotte. City declaring the Carolina Panthers Minnesota Vikings game an extraordinary event, allowing them to ban backpacks and regular items that could be used as weapons. There's also an increased police presence within several blocks of the stadium. A 20-year-old immigrant from Turkey is in custody, arrested about 24 hours after a man shot and killed five people inside a mall in Burlington, Washington. Joanne Burkhalter was watching a movie at the mall Friday night.
You would think that it would happen in Everett or Seattle or anywhere else, but a small town like Burlington, I never dreamed that anything like that.
This is AP Radio News. Snapchat is out with a video recording glasses called Spectacles. Julie Walker tells us more.
The glasses record video 10 seconds at a time by tapping a button on the device. The video is then uploaded to the memories section of Snapchat via Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. The spectacles record circular video, meaning it plays full screen on any device in any orientation. They'll be available in the fall on a limited basis and cost $130. The spectacles are the first hardware from the Los Angeles-based company, which says it's changing its corporate name to Snap, since it now has more than one product. Julie Walker, New York.
CBS caps off its tribute to Charles Osgood as Sunday morning host by naming Jane Pauley as his successor. Former NBC Today host becomes only the third host of Sunday morning. Osgood, who retires today after 22 years, replaced original host Charles Kuralt. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.